Duke's car crash, one law for them, and another for us. Caroline Vincent, Leicester East Socialist Party. Just in case there was any doubt, that it's one law for them, and another for us. Prince Philip cleared that up as he ploughed his tank-like Land Rover 4X4 into the path of a lowly Kia. He blamed his careless driving on being dazzled by the sun. "I'm such a fool," he remarked to witnesses. Indeed. But while it's unlikely one of us commoners would be allowed back on the road at the age of 97 after such foolish recklessness, the Duke of Edinburgh needn't worry about the consequences. Presented with a brand new £68,000 Freelander, the Royal Freeloader was back behind the wheel just 2 days later. This time without his seatbelt. The other driver's car is still in the shop. The non-royals involved in the accident included a 9-month-old baby, and 2 women who needed hospital treatment for their injuries. No one involved was seriously hurt, not that the establishment press thought this was of any interest. Their initial coverage merely reported that Prince Philip had walked away unscathed, thank goodness. Police: the driver of the car has allegedly come under intense pressure from the police to keep quiet and not make a fuss. The Duke has certainly been quiet, not offering so much as an apology. The car's passenger, who suffered a broken wrist, said, "I love the royals, but I've been ignored and rejected." Sadly for her, the love is not reciprocated. An apology eventually materialized when a voicemail was left by one of the royal servants. The whole fiasco reveals the monarchy's contempt and disregard for the working and middle classes. "We've endured a decade of austerity, while they've merrily drained the public purse, to maintain their lavish lifestyles. And as well as being a danger on the roads, they're a danger to the workers' movement. The reserve powers they formally hold allow the government to circumvent democracy in an emergency to defend capitalist rule. The monarchy must be abolished. There's no place for such a feudal relic on the road to socialism."